Good morning, good morning. This is Weekly Wisdom, I think 425, something like that. Hey, I'm gonna let the audience build here for a second, but I have a big question for you. Sorry, cheeky. I just got done hiking. I'm gonna go home, cook my kids breakfast, and kick off a great Monday. But let me ask you something, just for today, can you let it go? Can you let it go, just for today? I ask that because I am rereading or re-listening to The Untethered Soul. I think it's one of the greatest books ever. I'm just realizing how hosed up our brain is, how our brain, hey Julie, what's going on? I know you read The Untethered Soul. How hosed up our brains are and how much they climb in there and how much our brains and our thoughts can lie to us, how much our thoughts can create so much drama, worry, stress. How can I talk about this? Because I deal with it too. I'm not immune to this. So let me just ask you, just for today, can you let it go? And you're like, well, let what go, Dean? You know, we all have crap. We all have the thing. Our businesses could be worrying us deep down. Our relationships could be worrying us. There's a lot of things. Sorry, I'm walking down a busy street. This is where everybody comes to hike in Phoenix, Arizona, even on a Monday morning. It's awesome to be living in a healthy area. But what, just for today, what if you gave your soul a break? What if just for today, you didn't worry about that one thing, or those few things that are really getting you, your relationship, business, money not coming in the way it should, being in a dead-end job, having a boss that crushes your soul, a job that you don't like. I don't know, we all have our stuff, we all have our things. But what's worse than the things that are around us is thinking that, and I want you to really pay attention to this. Those of you watching, I know you want a deeper, stronger, more wealthy, more abundant life, or you wouldn't be watching me, right? Sorry, I'm going in and out of the shade here, and it's so shaky, I hope it's working. But what's worse than the circumstance going on around you is us believing that our brains, by overthinking it, obsessing on it, is gonna change it. It's like obsessing that tomorrow won't rain. Would you ever spend your entire day just obsessing, thinking, don't rain tomorrow, I don't want it to rain. God, I'm thinking of doing plans, I'm going on a date with my wife, girlfriend, husband, whatever, going with my kids, don't rain, damn it, don't rain. Would you spend your day doing that? I mean, maybe you have, but that's what we end up doing with our thoughts. We think our thoughts are gonna change people who aren't nice to us. We think our thoughts are gonna make employees better when they're C players and you hired them. We think thoughts are gonna have a spouse who's been disrespecting you for years all of a sudden wake up and give you the attention and love you want. We think our thoughts are gonna finally allow us to have the strength to go start real estate or get your deal done. And we worry about it, we think about it, we give this task to our brain to fix something they can't. It's like tasking out your brain to make sure it doesn't rain today. Or tasking out your brain that you're making sure that the sun doesn't come up and the sun doesn't shine. We can't do any of that. Again, sorry it's so shaky, guys, but I'm walking. I'm multitasking here, okay? I want to get home. My kids wake up at 6:40. They're already up at 6, probably close to 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock here. And I want to get home and cook, so I'm doing both. But I want you to really think about that, guys. How often do you task your brain to fix stuff it can't? So besides having a boss maybe that sucks, besides that your business isn't going as quick as it could, besides the fact that maybe you're upset with yourself because you got that 10 pounds you can't get rid of, besides those problems, those things are real, face them, but we obsess on them and we get stuck in a hypnotic rhythm. How many times do you have a problem in your life, you think about it, and then it's gone, then a minute later it's there, and then an hour later it's there again. And let me ask you, when you go to that place where your thoughts can crush you, your thoughts can worry you, you have that stress. When you go to that place, are you as good a husband or wife as you should be? A good parent, coworker, friend, or not? I have to tell you something, why this is hitting home. I'm just gonna be completely transparent. Something my son did yesterday hit a sensitive spot in me that was probably something that happened in my childhood with my parenting with my dad. And I acted like an ass to him. I raised my voice, we were playing basketball, I ended up throwing the basketball and said, I'm not playing with you anymore. He did something he shouldn't have done, he insulted me, said something, but I let my thoughts get involved and I acted like a jerk. But what I realized is I was holding on to something from prior in the day. Yesterday morning, I found out after my morning routine, I found out something with a partner I had years ago, had taken some money, and I never realized it. And it hit a sensitive spot of people taking stuff from you, people robbing from you, and it just bugged me. And I thought I processed it. I thought I let it out. I thought I'd listened to it. I said, who cares? It's the past. Well, who cares about rearview mirrors? Learn from it, move on. I'm healthy, I'm happy. But it hit me, and I didn't let it go. And then when I have one little thing go on with my son, I act like a complete idiot. I'm literally going to have breakfast with him right now and apologize again for being a jackass to my son. Literally. I set a really bad example. Now, we all do that when we're parents. None of us are perfect. So what am I sharing this and why it's so personal is because of this. I didn't let it go. I do this every day. I write books on it. I obsess on it. I read a book a week. Been doing that for years. I get to be friends with Tony Robbins and Brendan Burchard. These people are life changers, and I'm trying to be on that same level. We all go through it no matter what we do. So this morning, I get to run the mountain. I'm listening to The Untethered Soul, and I realized what I did yesterday. I didn't let it go. Now, here's the thing, there's people that can carry stuff for years. You could carry stuff for weeks, months, literally years and decades. So you get to decide, are you gonna let it go? Are you gonna torture yourself with these little things that hold you down? If you like this, guys, I appreciate it. Please share this, tell everybody. Let's get this out to the world. So think about that though. Why I said just for today, I got that from Dale Carnegie, is a little chapter in his book about just for today. Because when we think about, well, I can't let it go forever. My husband's not doing this. My wife's doing this. My husband left me. Wife left me. Partner stole money. Yeah, so don't think about it all the time. Don't think about, I'm going to let everything go for the rest of your life. You're going to be perfect. You're going to be a conscious, well-centered being, and your chakras are going to align. Well, I want to be there too all the time. But guess what? It's one step at a time. So guess what I'm asking? Just for today. What if you gave your soul a break? What if just for today you didn't listen to your thoughts? What if just for today you didn't listen to your brain? What if just for today you exhaled? What if just for today you said, I'm gonna be okay because everything is okay? Because you can't control the rain, you can't control other people, you can't control outside circumstances, and you can ignore the crazy thoughts in our brain. Just for today, give your soul a break. And be okay. And watch the different state you're in. Watch the friend you are. Watch the husband, the wife, the father you could be on a whole nother level when you let go of the other stuff. And don't listen sometimes to the crazy brain. I hope that all makes sense. It's personal to me right now. It made sense to me. I needed to say it out loud. I'm going home to suck up and apologize to my son once again. Tell him dad messed up. And that's how we learn. And that's how we grow. So I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. If you like this, please share it. Like this. Make sure you sign up so you can watch my videos each week. Somebody's waiting for my parking spot here. All right, guys, have an amazing day. If you don't have my book, go grab it. It's a link up there. It's deansfreebook.com. Deansfreebook.com. Millionaire Success Habits. It's really life success habits. Best book I ever wrote. And we feed 22 people every time we ship one to you. All you gotta do is cover shipping and handling. You guys have an awesome day. Bye.